from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, July 20th. Coming up, many long COVID patients continue to suffer symptoms for weeks or months after their initial infection has passed. We'll learn more about new clinics trying to help them in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has tested positive for COVID-19. Alex Degman reports.
The governor's office says this is his first confirmed infection. Pritzker tested positive shortly after speaking at the Florida Democratic Party conference in Tampa over the weekend. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings also tested positive, as have several Pritzker staffers recently. The governor is working from home and his symptoms are reportedly mild. He's been prescribed the antiviral drug Paxlovid. Pritzker's diagnosis comes amid a wave of infections from COVID-19's latest Omicron variant. Nearly 1,400 people are hospitalized statewide, more than three times as many as there were in April. I'm Alex Degman.
Meanwhile, the latest on COVID-19 in Champaign County, another county resident has died from COVID. He was a man in his 70s. That's the fifth death this month and brings the countywide death toll to 301. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports that 47 people are hospitalized this week with COVID. One person is in the ICU. Those numbers are similar to last week, but a major increase from the weeks prior. According to the CDC, Champaign, Vermilion, Douglas, Edgar, Coles, and more than 40 other Illinois counties are rated at a high community risk of COVID-19. The CDC recommends that people in high-risk areas wear a mask at indoor public places and on public transportation. The governor has ended COVID-19 vaccine mandates for higher education institutions, leaving the decision up to individual schools. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, Parkland College in Champaign is ending its vaccine requirements as well.
Last fall, students at the Champaign Community College would flash an app at building entrances to show they were vaccinated or had negative COVID-19 test results within the past week. Michael Tramey is the Parkland Vice President of Student Services. He says the college ended the app system in the late spring and will not require vaccines this fall.
It's a personal responsibility piece. We expect you to stay home if you're sick and go get tested if you're having the symptoms that we've lived with and have been ingrained in folks' heads.
Parkland neighbor, the University of Illinois, says it is still deliberating on its vaccine policy for the fall. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The CEO of the state's Economic Development Public-Private Partnership says he's working to market the Central Illinois region to the site selectors who make decisions on where new businesses locate. Intersect Illinois' Dan Seals says there are a lot of misconceptions about what Central Illinois has to offer.
This is not what they were expecting. They were really thinking that they were going to sort of see this old school Rust Belt economy. And then they come in and they see that there's advanced manufacturing, there's a heavy amount of innovation and tech going on.
Seals says Central Illinois communities should make a more conscious effort to brand the region's innovation efforts, akin to North Carolina's Research Triangle. Still to come, we'll learn more about a clinic in Central Illinois that opened specifically to treat people with long COVID symptoms. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. While COVID may not be top of mind for people anymore, the pandemic is not over. And for many people who have had COVID, neither is their illness. Nationwide, one in five adults who've recovered from COVID still have symptoms, according to a recent report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Vidya Sundaresan is an infectious disease physician at the post-COVID clinic at Southern Illinois University's School of Medicine. It's one of about 60 similar clinics in the U.S. that have opened during the pandemic. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside spoke with her about long COVID and its impact.
When people come to the clinic, what types of things are you seeing?
Loss of smell, loss of taste, continuing fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog, dizziness, which is actually one of the common symptoms that we see in our post-COVID clinic.
A lot of the conditions that seem to go along with long COVID, like chronic fatigue, aren't well understood. Do you think the number of long COVID cases may help generate more research into post-viral illnesses?
I certainly hope so, because these are definitely things we don't know much about. And further research would be helpful. With post-COVID, NIH is really doing a great job with the research. And then many institutions are maintaining databases. We have started to maintain a database too to see, you know, what the manifestations are, et cetera. And having funding to continue that research is definitely helpful. But we are, in fact, you know, with the post-COVID clinics that we started, we even think of what the long-term ramifications of those would be, or how we could continue helping people with chronic illness. Our department chair suggested, even looking at this as a chronic disease clinic, so chronic fatigue, post-ICU patients that have chronic conditions with myopathy, neuropathy. So these are some of the resources we are putting together, which would definitely be helpful for patients with those kind of conditions as well.
Do patients feel like there's an understanding of long COVID, or do they feel it's difficult to explain to friends and family why they're still ill?
Yeah. Typically, if you listen to patients who present with these symptoms, they have gone through a battery of tests. They have seen neurologists multiple times. They've had multiple imaging studies. And a lot of times there are really no solutions for the symptoms that they may have, this fatigue that they're feeling. Some people have been experiencing this for over a year. Most of the times we tell them that, you know, with post-COVID, it's up to a year or a year and a half, you'll start feeling better. And some people still don't feel well. It is very frustrating for patients that experience this. And, offering support in any way possible is what we can do in these clinics.
What is it like to learn all this in real time? With COVID so new, it isn't like you can tell patients what to expect 5 or 10 years out.
Exactly. The good thing about this day and age is that a lot of the information gets shared readily, and we have access to a good information. It need not be from our area locally, but you really have access to this information, and you're able to extrapolate and make some good judgment calls there and give information to our patients when we take care of them.
That's Dr. Vidya Sundaresan, an infectious disease physician at the SIU School of Medicine. She spoke with SideFX Public Media's Steph Whiteside. SideFX Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and hot today with a high of 91 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Tim Shelley, and Steph Whiteside. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.